The 9-day, three-country Tour de Ski cross-country competition is now in Prague, with competitors taking part in a sprint on artificial snow at the city's Výstaviště exhibition grounds as we broadcast this programme. Monday's Prague leg follows the first stage in Germany's Oberhof, which didn't begin too well at all for last year's winner, the Czech Republic's Lukáš Bauer. He came 31st in the 3.75-kilometre free on Saturday. On Sunday, however, Bauer, taking part in his favourite race, the 15-kilometre classic, climbed to 15th overall. What's more, the opening races of this year's Tour de Ski were extremely close, and the Czech was half a minute off first place and just 4 seconds off third after day two. Following Monday's sprint in Prague, the competition moves to another Czech venue, Nové Město na Moravě, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, before coming to a close in the Italian resort of Val di Fiemme next weekend. The Tour de Ski was first held 2 years ago and is part of the Cross-Country Skiing World Cup. Staying on skis, four Czech ski jumpers have qualified for this year's Four Hills Tournament, which began in Germany's Oberstdorf on Monday. The best of them in the qualifications was Jakub Janda, who won the prestigious competition 3 years ago. The Czech Republic's junior ice hockey players experienced an icy cold shower in their opening game at the Under-20 World Championships, losing 8-1 to the hosts Canada in Ottawa on Friday. The Czech youngsters bounced back on Sunday, however, narrowly defeating the USA 4-3. Their next game against Germany on Tuesday will be important in the battle for the Junior World Championships playoffs. In the Czech Extraliga, Slavia Prague ended a run of 5 defeats with an impressive 6-1 home win over league leaders Litvinov in the most closely watched game in the 35th round. Remarkably, Slavia's goaltender Stanislav Neruda completed his first game between the posts in a top-flight game just 3 months short of his 35th birthday. Throughout his career, Neruda had plied his trade in Czech hockey's second tier. He said he never thought he'd get to play in the Extraliga. Finally, football, and Roman Bednář brought his tally in the English Premier League this season to 6 goals after his late header helped West Bromwich Albion to a 2-0 home victory over Tottenham Hotspur on Sunday. West Brom manager Tony Mowbray hailed the performance of the Czech forward, who played despite suffering flu symptoms before the game. That's all the sport for today.
This is Radio Prague, the English service of Czech Radio.